This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a domestic terrorism bill following the deadly attack in the U.S. city of Buffalo, New York. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The bill is passed without objection.
Acting 4 days after the racist mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, in which 10 people were killed, the House passed legislation Wednesday night that would scale up federal resources to prevent domestic terrorism. Democrats pushed the bill through on a near-party line 222-203 vote. The bill would require the Justice Department, Department of Homeland Security, and FBI to open offices specifically dedicated to investigating, preventing, and prosecuting acts of domestic terrorism. It would also create an interagency task force to address the infiltration of white supremacy in the military. Senate Democrats are pledging to bring the bill for a vote next week, but similar legislation passed by the House in 2020 languished in the Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant in southern Ukraine have surrendered, according to the Russian military. Here's AP's Karen Chamas.
Fighters who were making a last stand in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol laid down their arms, bringing the total number of fighters who have left the stronghold to over 1,700. The Red Cross said it had registered hundreds of them as prisoners of war following an agreement between Russia and Ukraine. Some were taken by the Russians to a former penal colony in territory controlled by Moscow-backed separatists. While Ukraine said it hopes to get the soldiers back in a prisoner swap, Russia threatened to put some of them on trial for war crimes. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden hosts Finland's president and Sweden's prime minister for talks Thursday at the White House about their application to join NATO, support for Ukraine, and European security. This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence shows there could be a North Korean nuclear test, a long-range missile test, or both, before, during, or after U.S. President Joe Biden's trip to South Korea and Japan starting this week, according to U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The White House said the president would not visit the demilitarized zone, or DMZ, that divides North and South Korea during his visit to South Korea, which begins Friday. Having said last week he was considering such a trip. Mr. Biden's trip will include his first summit with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who took office May 10th and has vowed a harder line against North Korean provocations. U.S. officials say the COVID-19 pandemic could get worse in the U.S. in the weeks ahead, and more people could be advised to again wear masks indoors. Increasing numbers of COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations are putting more of the country under guidelines issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. However, officials said how much worse the pandemic gets will depend on how well previous infections protect against new variants and other factors. Another member of U.S. President Joe Biden's cabinet tested positive for the coronavirus. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
His spokeswoman says Health Secretary Javier Becerra tested positive while visiting Germany for a meeting of health ministers from the group of seven nations. He's fully vaccinated, was experiencing mild symptoms, and plans to work in isolation. Becerra was last at the White House last Thursday. He's not considered a close contact of President Biden. The meeting Becerra was at focused on drawing lessons from the pandemic. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Vice President Kamala Harris have also been infected. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The federal government is warning law enforcement agencies around the nation of the increased potential for extremist violence after the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion striking down the constitutional right to abortion. A memo from the Department of Homeland Security says violence could come from either side of the abortion issue or from other types of extremists seeking to exploit tensions. Separately, the Justice Department announced Wednesday that the U.S. Marshals Service has the justices of the Supreme Court under 24-hour security. Recapping our top story, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a domestic terrorism bill following the deadly attack in the U.S. city of Buffalo, New York. For more on these or any of the stories we're covering today, please visit us at our website, voanews.com, or download our app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.